This call is being recorded.
I am Sananda. I am here once again with you, just as each time I come to share, to be a part of this continuing expression of remembering and knowing who you are. Because it is so important as these times continue on that you come completely to that understanding of who you are, what you are here to do. You are our arms and legs. You are our eyes, our voices. We cannot do it but through you, because you are the channels. You are the vessels that we, as the ones who continue to mentor to you and with you, you are the ones that we are working through in all different ways. Not only voice channeling such as this, but automatic writing.
Okay.
And whispering to you in many different ways to continue to help you to move ahead, move along in your training program that we began some time ago. And you yourselves took this upon yourselves to assume the mantle once again of being the warriors, being the ones who would take this to the next level. For without you, there would not be a next level. Without you, this planet, Gaia, would not continue to exist. Understand the ramifications of what I am saying now. Without you, all of this, this ascension process would not be. You are the ones that are making this happen. And as you are the ones that are making this happen, it is up to you, each one, to begin to understand, begin to know, begin to remember. As the changes begin to develop, you will begin to remember. You will begin to remember not only where you came from,
yeah,
what you are here to do.
Yeah.
You will remember all of those that you left behind or that left you behind. You will long once again for that reunion, that coming together again. I speak not only of your twin souls and that connection, but to all of the soul families that you have. Each one of you have. And you are all coming back to that. All coming back to that reunion. And yes, many of us are part of your soul families. Many of us are waiting for that time, preparing for that time, to be able to welcome you up on our ships, down within the inner earth, the cities of light, all of this. But do not lose a knowing of what you are here for now, in the moment, in the now. This is not about the future. This is not about what is coming. It is about what is now. It is about who you are, what you are, where you are at this point in your continuing evolvement of consciousness. And please understand that all of you, as you are moving through this consciousness shift, as you are moving through this transition, you are simply moving back to where you have been previously. Yes, it is called an advance. Yes, you are advancing on. But for most of you, you are advancing on to where you once were before. And as you come closer and closer to this advancement, you will come to feel and understand the energies, the vibrational frequencies that you have understood and known previously. So it will not be foreign to you. It will be as a knowing. It will be something that will be of a comfort to you. Even as you continue to move out of your current comfort zones. But understand that those current comfort zones that you are in now are part of the illusion that you are in now. You are moving out of that illusion, out of this 3D realm, and into the higher vibrations of fourth and fifth dimension. This is that time, this is that moment you are approaching. Much is about to shift. You have heard this, we have been saying this, but at some point, it will all come to pass. I am Sananda, I love you deeply, more than you can imagine. And I await your coming. Om Mani Padme Hum Om Mani Padme Hum Om Om. Greetings to you.
Greetings.
One who serves here to continue to do what we do, to be of service, to share and move along with you. Because as you are moving through this process, we are moving right along with you. It is not to say that we have all the aches and pains and all the stuff that you are going through. No, we do not have that. Thank God, huh? but we are right along there with you. We feel somewhat what you feel. We know things that you know. And we know many things that you don't know. But we are here. We are doing it. So just think of us as friends. Do not think of us as masters. We do not like that terminology. Yes, we are ascended masters. Oh, well, that is what we are. But we do not think of ourselves in that respect. We think of ourselves as friends, as brothers, as sisters to you. And in that way, that is how we want you to look at us. Okay?
Okay.
You have questions here for one who serves. We hope that you are all unmuted and you can hear what we are saying. Anyone out there in the phone land?
Yes, I have a question.
Yes.
Yes, I'd like you to clarify something. There was something about that we were getting new guides or additional guides or different spirit guides, and just like to know if you could clear that up a little bit for me.
Yes, I think we can do that for you. You are going through a transition, all of you, not only this one who is asking this question, but all of you are going through this transition. And as you go through this transition, you are going to be more and more letting go of the old familiars in your life. All of the comfort zone, the familiars, which would be the old guides that have accompanied you through many of your lifetimes in this evolution here. And as those guides begin to leave you, you are going to feel a sense of emptiness at some point because they have been with you. They have been right alongside of you for a long time here, for most of you. And they will be replaced. They are being replaced by those of us that are now mentoring to you more and more. So if you hear this crazy accent come in here to your thoughts, you know that they have been replaced, that we are here. Or it is Sananda, or it is Saint Germain, or it is Archangel Michael, or whoever it might be. We are all here working through this together. And you will feel this sense of possibly a sense of loss even. We can share here that when the James had this some years ago, He was not ready for it. We told him about it. We told him about this transition. It was told by Sugathguru Aru at that time, as we remember here. And he was told that there would be the loss of the familiars in his life, and that there would be a sense of loss, be a sense of loneliness. And it was so powerful at that time because he was not ready for it yet. And we told him that, but he wanted to go through with it anyway. And it was overpowering, overwhelming. But for you now, you have been acclimating to these energies, so it is not going to be as strong and as powerful as this was then. That was 25 years or so ago. This is a different time. These are different energies. You have been working with these energies. So as you continue to move through this transition and you move out of the old paradigm, out of the old programming, and out of the old guides that have been with you, because they are no longer sufficient to work with you. Now you need ones that are further along, you might say, more able to assist you in bringing you up into the higher vibrations. And that is what we are here doing with you. We are helping you to move up in these vibrations. You may not be aware of it, but that's what we're doing. Okay?
Yes, yes, thank you. I have noticed that I've been getting different messages lately, and I thought, well, that must be the new ones coming in, because there's like, wait a minute, what was that? So thank you very much.
We love it when we are right. Just joking. We are always right.
Yeah.
we are totally joking now. We are not always right. Just most of the time. Other questions here? Sounds like a video game there.
Yeah.
Somebody is playing on their phone?
E.T.
Something going on.
Need to ask whoever it is that is doing that on the phone, please stop.
That's so strange. I think it sounds like E.T. Maybe.
It's not a galactic language.
They're playing Space Invaders.
That's what it sounds like.
Other questions?
Yes,
here?
I admit it.
Other questions yet?
I just would like to make a comment.
Please speak up here as much as you can.
This is Mary Lou.
Yes.
And I do speak up as much as I can. But I just want to say how much the teachings and the communication that I've received here, as well as certainly the friendships, has totally altered the way I think about myself. And I'm just fully realizing today, I think, that the way I related to myself was entirely different. And yet I've been told over these last few months to go within, to get rid of, you know, what is not of the highest and best, and get to know yourself. And I thought, oh, that should be easy. But it's a complete turning inside out, it seems. And so today I was even told, stop thinking of yourself as a little person. You are a giant. And I saw this huge purple image. And you know, it's just, it's pretty overwhelming. So we are going through radical changes.
Yes.
Just radical.
Yes,
thank
you are.
You.
Very much so you are. You are moving from the idea of the external world outside of yourself to the idea that the external world is also within yourself, and you are part of the external world as well. It is all part of the one. And as you come more and more to understand all of this, you will be moving out of this illusion that has been created here and moving into what you will find is even more of a reality than you are in now. Because how real will it be for you as you think of something or wish for something and it is there immediately? How much more real can that become? You see? Yes, you are definitely moving along here, very much so. This was what was attempted to show you with this meditation in this part where you could see as we see, as all of the galactics see, as they look down upon the planet and see all of the lights coming on. And you could see that more and more and more lights were flickering on. Did you not?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Are there other questions here? Nothing further?
Yes,
I have a question.
Yes.
Hello. This is Susan. We were talking as a group today about two individual blog posters, one being Cobra and one who knows. And we are working with our discernment here, but if there's any light you can shed to us about Cobra is still working with the Palladians in the light, or has he been compromised in any way?
You're speaking specifically about the one that is called Cobra. He is very much with the light, very much with the light sources that are working through him and with him, and much is coming to the world, to the planet, that are ready for this, that is coming through him here. He is an emissary, you might say, just as there are many emissaries that are coming through. There are many groups across the planet that are also emissaries, where they bring those of us and our understandings and our knowings come through them, just as we are doing through the James here to all of you. This is, in a way, he is an emissary. In a way, you are all emissaries for the higher forces, for the light. Because as you hear many of these things that come, and you come to understandings, and you become to knowings, then you begin to share those understandings and those knowings with others. So you are also emissaries. This is your mission. This is what you came here to do. And in the not too distant future here, we're going to add here that Sananda will be coming and speaking more directly to all of you about your mission, about the 12 tables and how you may become a part of this. It will become more direct as the energies continue to rise and the moment approaches for the event here. Okay? As to the other one who you mentioned, one who knows, we cannot say much on this. We can say there is no connection with us, though. We gave this to the James to say here, because we do not want confusion in this respect. We know that that can happen, and you can begin to think that we are all one and the same, and in some ways, yes, we are all one. But we are not that individual, just like that individual is not a part of us. That individual, though, has some understandings, as we are looking into this now, has some source coming with some relevant information that can come at certain times, and has some credibility in this sense. Not to say that it is all, though, because always look at the source as this one is getting, or any of the others are getting, and the source that is feeding them information may not have the right information themselves. Or they may have information that changes in the next moment, because as you all know, it is all about probabilities and possibilities, not definite, not written in stone. None of this is ever written in stone. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for that clarification, one who serves. Love.
I have a question. This is Lorelei. I'm having a lot of, I will call them journeys with, like, I guess he's my twin flame, but he also occurs as that teacher to me as well. One of the journeys, and sometimes it seems so unbelievable, I just have to check in, but one of the journeys was, to I guess a mermaid land, and I was a mermaid, and I came together with all of my other family of mermaids, and I found that, you know, my mother was my mermaid mother come to this life to assist me in this life. And in that moment, like, a lot of the upset that I'd had, like, sort of went away because I saw that a generosity come and play this role over here. So I'm just curious, like, is this true? I mean, we've had lives as different forms of beings, you know, like that, like mermaids or whatever, like that.
Most definitely. You have had many different lifetimes, not only here in this planet, in this evolution, but in many systems, many star systems. You have been around for a very long time. Not only you who is asking this, but all of you. You have been many different types of beings, not always human, as you are understanding it here now. And you have also been both male and female. And it always we always have chuckle here when we hear you talk about your twin flames and the opposite sex of what you are now. And we laugh here because it is not always that case. That one that you are calling a he may be a she. And you who are a she now may be a he, you see? And it really comes now at some point, though, to not make any difference because you are all both. You are all both male and female. You are all both one. And the energies, though, are somewhat divided, you might say, in the male and the female, but not as you understand them here, not in terms of your gender identity here on this planet. So you are in for some shocking understandings here as you move along here. When you come to see your twin soul, and maybe it is a she. Maybe your higher self. Your higher self, even. Maybe not what you are expecting. But that is for later. We are not going to ruin surprise for you. That is not what we do. But something to think about, something to contemplate on.
So I have a question. Is that why there's so much going on now with gender in our world, where there's gender neutrality and there's transgender, mm-hmm. and there's all this stuff about mm-hmm. not being pure male, not being pure female? Is that because we're integrating?
That is correct. Mm-hmm. Very much
cool.
So. Yes.
You can mm-hmm. even tell some of the young men really look like young women mm-hmm. and vice versa. And then you get into the older ages, and all old people look the same. And I'm not sure whether it's male or female, but, you know, the gender question is completely gone.
Okay. Yes, that is part of the 3D illusion that
yeah.
you are in.
Uh-huh.
When you come into the higher vibrations, when you find yourselves on ships and everything, uh-huh. yes, there will still be the gender identity somewhat, but it will be much more connected here. Much more brought together. You will find this.
I came in as a female this time because I love to play dress up. That's my confession.
I have a question.
Yes?
It's totally jumping the tracks here, but I'm asking if you have any new updated information for us as far as the Republic and how that's transpiring.
At this point, it is largely up in the air. It has already been established as you're saying, the New Republic, but as has also been given many times by Saint Germain, it is not the New Republic, it is the Old Republic. And it is in the process, it is formed, it is together, it just needs to have the right preparation here to bring all of this out. And as to when it can be, or the sequence of how this will all come about, this cannot yet at this time be given, because it is not yet known exactly how this will come about. Whether there will be many events, as we have said before, preceding the main event, you might say, and or whether it will be the main event succeeded by mini events after that. That is all yet not determined, because again, it is all based on probabilities. And when someone says something is going to happen at a certain time, they are predicting based on the probability of what is occurring right then in that moment as far as the collective consciousness of man. But as you all know, the collective consciousness of man shifts every moment, even every second. So how can anyone predict exactly when something is going to occur? It is not possible. And anyone that tells you the global currency reset is going to be this Friday, or it's going to, there's going to be a revaluation of the currency, and it's going to be on Wednesday, that is not correct. They are seeing it from their understanding, from their sources that are sending them information, and when they receive information from those sources are getting it based on the probability of what can occur right then. But then, as human nature comes into this, as the collective consciousness shifts, everything begins to shift along with it. You see, you are finding that it is difficult, or it has been a long time, you might say, for all this process to occur. But to think about it in this way, because the process is taking longer than what it has, what you may have wanted it to be, you are having a chance to acclimate more and more to these energies so that it is a more smooth transition for you. So if you look at it from a positive point of view, you are being prepared and ready and acclimating to these energies so that it is not such a rocky ride for you. Okay?
Thank you. Any information on the election today taking place in France?
Again, same thing here. Same thing. Depends on everything that occurs between now and the actual election process. Just as what occurred in your election here within this country. And did we not say, we and Ashira said many times prior to that election that it was going to be an election like any, not like anything you have had previously. And certainly that was the case. But we did say, and we knew this going into that, that the one Hillary Clinton would never win the presidency. We said that right from the beginning, that one was written in stone here.
Well, the French election has been completed. We just don't know who won it.
Yes. Wait and see.
Okay.
When you say the event, because this is ultimately seemed to mean a whole bunch of different things to me, the event or the events or a series of events. Sometimes it seemed like it meant you know, where all the information was going to come out about what's really been going on. Other times it seemed to mean the actual RV. Sometimes I thought it was the ascension process itself. What do we mean by the event or the series of events?
The event is when the galactic pulse of energy is released from the galactic central sun and reaches the Earth and spreads a consciousness wave, a shift of consciousness across the entire planet all at one time. And
wow.
From this, There will be many other shifts and changes that will come as a result of this. As to the exact sequence, we cannot say yet at this time. And as to the timing of this, no one knows but the Prime Creator as
wow,
to when exactly this will be. This is even in your Bible that was spoken of here.
Mm. Thank you. That cleared it up.
Anything further here?
I have a question. I don't know quite how to form it. I'm Gail. And when we have this shift and our DNA is we're taken back to our original DNA, does that mean that we're taken back from like 900,000 years ago, or are we already the accumulation of all of our DNAs from all past lifetimes, and so will we change to be something other than what we expect, what we are now? I don't know if that makes any sense.
you will be shifting, you will be changing to a DNA connection or concept that you once had here before your DNA was disconnected. And some of you may understand what occurred here. And you are coming back to the 12 strands of DNA, and then even more than this as you move along. This is part of the ascension process. And through the full ascension, when you have fully ascended, you will be completely back to your former 12 strands of DNA in this respect.
Okay, so will we be like physically changing from the way we are now, or?
Yes, you will be changing in your physical form. Your physical form will become lighter. Your physical form will become much less dense and will be higher in frequency, higher in vibration, coming back closer to what you were in Lemuria when you were there.
Thank you.
I have a question.
Yes, we knew we could not get through an entire time, Joanna, without your questions. But we always
saw. I thought I already asked one. I've probably been asking them in my head for the last 10 minutes. So it is my kind of understanding right now and my feeling and intuition from what I've been hearing and what I've been listening to that there are many, many beings being born into the world right now that are already reconnected and already have the 12 strands and maybe even more. Is that true?
Not so much the 12 strands, because if they had the 12 strands, you wouldn't see them as superheroes and all of this type of thing, as your Marvel comics and all of this are saying. So you are not there, or they will not be quite there, but they will have a semblance of the psychic gifts that will be a part of their expression. And they will be able to do some things that the average person, although we not like to use that terminology, but the average person will not be able to accomplish right away. But these are the ones that are going to be leading the charge, you might say. But that is not to say that those of you, all of you that are working in this respect and are coming back to understand and know who you are, all of you will also be gaining these abilities as well. So as your DNA is reconnected back again, you will have the ability of telepathy, of telekinesis, of many different things, some even being able to do things as flying and things like this. It is all part of the training and all part of when your mentors are introduced to you, then they will be able to assist you in getting ready for this. Part of what your mentors are going to help you do is move through the fourth dimensional frequencies and into the fifth dimension, so that you do not get stuck there in the fourth dimension.
Will we know our mentors?
When they are introduced to you, yes, you will know them. Any further questions here? And we are ready to release channel. All we can say here is, what is your saying? Keep on keeping on, people. Keep it going. Everything that you are doing, just keep doing it. And know that as you are moving forward in your consciousness shift, as you are moving forward, everyone else is also moving forward, because it is all part of the same expression. It is the same as the butterfly wings. As the butterfly flaps its wings, everything changes in the planet. Shanti, peace be with you.
Shanti.
Be the one.
And with you. Love and gratitude.